100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com, which it feels like it. So I'm going to get this thing out there real quick. Hopefully, y'all will put up with the lack of blah, 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 blah in between. And who knows? Maybe we'll make that a standard. Maybe we'll just, enough with the babbling and the crap. Let's hear some stories, you know? I feel like I've been getting in the way of that all these years. So, let's start off with John Musico, and the topic is New Jersey. So, let's give everyone a listen, and I'll meet back with you when it's time to wrap this thing up.
New Jersey by John Musico. I was flying into Newark, New Jersey, the murder capital of the U.S. My wallet was in my front pants pocket, my jewelry in the other. The cab proceeded through the factory town of Elizabeth, where the stench of smoke hurt my lungs. However, soon after, the surroundings changed drastically. The highway had no trash and was crested by landscaping. On either side of the highway, trees abounded. I always wondered why New Jersey was called the Garden State. We arrived at the Jersey Shore alongside vacationing New Yorkers who cracked New Jersey jokes and led to my impression of Jersey.
Greetings, Christmas Dario, from Munzee, interrupting your search for mystery with this, a story in which everything is clear. Everything is perfectly, terrifyingly clear. For When I Go to Flames Games, by Christopher Monroe. I want a New Jersey. One that won't make me sick. One that won't make me crash my car. Make me feel 3 feet thick. Sorry, I got off track there. I'll try again. I want a New Jersey. I'll order it eventually. There are places online to have jerseys custom built. It will be stark black and white. Minimalist. Numbered 00. On the front and back, where the athlete's name would traditionally be, will be the word SPORT. This way, I can wear it to any game I want, and it will always be appropriate. I'm a genius, yes? Broken Escalator, Christopher Monroe, blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. I hope you have enjoyed my story, Christmas Stereo, and I now return you to your Christmas mysteries.
Good morning, everyone, and good morning to everyone else also. Well, I can't say that this was my favourite topic. What I know about New Jersey, you could write on the back of a postage stamp with a large marker pen. And after reading up on Wikipedia, I still know nothing. So here's my best attempt. This is George's story, part 85, Password. Completely at a loss, George decided to try his luck with the computer. Switching it on, he was faced with the familiar instructions to enter his password. It was only after numerous failed attempts using 123ABC, password, admin, and random keystrokes that he spotted the password hint link. George, my boy, you are an elite hacker, he muttered to himself, smiling. His smile faded when he saw the hint. What word links boys, shore, cattle, and new? Needless to say, it took him several hundred attempts before he managed to come up with Jersey. The screen flickered. He was in. And that was a perfect example of how to cheat when you know nothing about the topic. Here's another example. It's called Christmas Jumper. Every year, I drag it out of the box in the wardrobe for its annual moment of glory. For a good 3 weeks, it goes everywhere with me. Work, church, and the pub. I've had that Christmas jumper for longer than I care to remember, and it's starting to show its age. It's a little threadbare in places. I have to say that it's no longer in particularly good shape. Neither am I. Which is why, I'm afraid, it's just a little too small to fit me comfortably this Christmas. So, I guess, it's time for a new jersey. I'll leave now, before I get lynched. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 452 on the topic of New Jersey. I was out of town last weekend, as my wife had taken me to the Bahamas for a few days for my birthday. I turned 100, well, in base 7 at least, so I suppose it was a notable birthday. Now I'm back, I'm in the middle of the annual Christmas insanity. But I always have time for my favorite podcast, so I have two stories for you featuring the Garden State. My first story is called Atlantic City. In Vegas, the neon and the glitz artfully conceal the real city. Atlantic City tried, but just couldn't muster the same degree of illusion. Threadbare carpets, tired buffets, and an aura of resignation permeates the casinos and hotels. Still, the faithful, elderly, overweight, and chain-smoking for the most part, keep returning, inserting their worn dollar bills and 20s crisp from the ATM. They keep pushing the button to watch the wheels spin, sure that the next turn of the wheel will be the one in their favor. The one similarity between the two gambling meccas is that both towns run on hope. It's just that in Atlantic City, even hope is shop-worn. My second story is called Pit Stop. The New Jersey Turnpike named its rest stops after the state's famous sons, Woodrow Wilson, Thomas Edison, and Joyce Kilmer. Worthies all, but perhaps they don't resonate with young people the way they once did. Here's a suggestion to Governor Christie. You have a deep roster of luminaries with a connection to New Jersey, so why not update the rest stops? John Bon Jovi, for when someone needs to apply hairspray. Or Charles Adams, if that's not too creepy. Chelsea Handler for a vodka break, Peter Dinklage for those times when a short stop is all that's needed, or James Gandolfini in case Dad needs to bury an unruly child in the woods. Well, that's it for me this week. I will be back next week with more stories.
The New Jersey by Chelsea. It was red. That was the first thing she noticed about it as the box fell away. It was red and stiff, with deep creases where it had been folded. She spread the cloth across her lap, running her fingers over the stitching that held the white letters in place across the shoulder, the small Captain C on the front above the team logo, white and burning. Splashed across the logo on the front was his autograph, her childhood hero. She could not stop the tears from falling as she finally lifted her eyes away from her New Jersey.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got three stories tonight. The first, a continuation of a well-defined relationship, Part 80, Patience. Mrs. Parsons, there are a few sounds in this universe that will test the mettle of a young man. The drawing of a saber is one. That sound double will turn a beer hall silent as a morgue. The company froze as I and your husband engaged. What saved me, and by proxy your husband, was my total lack of willingness to go on the offensive, to be patient and wait him out. Each of his blows diminished till he was unable to lift his arm. Yield, said I. Never, said he. No, I yield. I lowered my blade to the floor. and part 81, Foot Prompt of New Jersey. Reverend Soxby stood and reslung his rifle. Perhaps it was for the best, Mrs. Parsons. Good to know one is not a warrior. That is how I came to join the Order of St. New Jersey. Think of that. A man of God unable to forgive the man who caused his calling, but he is gone, sir. Doesn't that end the matter? One would imagine so, but sadly not the case. I come from a race of warriors. When my blade touched the ground, I became dead to my people. I can never go home again. That makes two of us. And the last story. Oh, what a night. Last night I watched the Jersey Boys. I was intrigued how well Clint Eastwood could handle a musical. Would it be as lame as Sir Richard Attenborough's Chorus Line, or as surreal as Bob Fosse's All That Jazz? Surprisingly, it held up pretty good. Knowing all the songs by heart helped. I wish I'd seen the stage production, because I didn't get the Four Seasons metaphor, or the fourth wall intrusions. Usually I detest a dance party ending, but Mr. Eastwood's New Jersey Street Lamp Quartet was spot on. I had no idea Christopher Walken could dance that well. And that's it.
Just off the New Jersey Turnpike, in an everyday urban street, something is stirring. Something monstrous and terrifying. Some call it the Beast. A portent of the apocalypse. An all-consuming and mighty adversary. Corrupting all who fall within his grasp. But this monster is cunning. It masquerades as an angel of light. Controlling and enticing its victims with illusions of wholesomeness and goodness. It is a deceiver that leaves its mark wherever it spawns its evil. So watch out, residents of that quiet New Jersey street, for the mark of the Beast. The distinctive golden arches.
Hello, it is Anima here just a few days before Christmas in the picnic hut in the town square. So that's why it's kind of echoey. It's atmosphere, don't you know? This story is the New Jersey. Jerry, you'll play forward, number 19. Coach did not look happy. Grinning from ear to ear, I thought about all the hard work I had put in. The early morning workouts, staying after school to run laps, skipping parties to make sure I was rested. I missed the cut the first 2 years. The players were bigger and more skillful. But I closed the gap. I honed my tactical skills, learning more with each passing day. Through a series of unfortunate accidents, dubious illnesses, and vicious rumors, the bigger lads dropped off the team. I love my New Jersey. Thank you.
It's Weekly Challenge 452. The topic is New Jersey. This story is called Eating in New Jersey. Open wide, because here it comes. Somewhere in a strip mall on the westbound side of Route 46 between Totowa and Parsippany, there's this Italian restaurant. Inside, there's a counter where you can buy slices, but look to the left, you'll see a narrow passage leading to a dining area where you can eat and bring your own bottle of wine or a six-pack. However, If there's a crowded table of smartly dressed older gentlemen speaking Italian back there, some tips. 1. The two twitching burly guys standing around are not waiters. 2. Probably best to do takeout. 3. The chicken scallopini is to die for.
Jonathan won the writing competition. He just couldn't believe it. The prize was one night spent in the lighthouse, the main attraction of his town. It was said to be the residence of a dreadfully horrid ghost. With great disbelief, everyone saw Jonathan enter the place triumphantly. A few hours were enough to drive him crazy. He screamed, he yelled, he begged for help. The next morning, Jonathan emerged through the door to face everyone's curiosity, his eyes looking down. After all, he managed to single-handedly ruin the main attraction. No one would see that poor ghost ever again. This was my story for this week. I wish you happy holidays, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 452 with a prompt of New Jersey. If you haven't got it yet, Fly Paper Boy Coming of Age will be available for Kindle for free starting, what is it, the 22nd? Yeah, Monday the 22nd, Tuesday and Wednesday. 3 days for you to go get your free Fly Paper Boy. Anyway, here's my story. Four cowboys were sitting around a campfire, listening to the crickets chirp. Passing a bowl of tortilla chips and salsa around the circle, one of the cowboys said, "This salsa is awful. Cookie, where'd you find this stuff?" "San Antonio," Cookie said, buttoning up his new sweater and heading to the cook wagon. "Good night, boys." "Cookie," the cowboy laughed and called again, "did you get that New Jersey in San Antonio as well?" "Nope. I got it from the Montgomery Ward's catalog. It came all the way from Atlantic City." "Atlantic City?" the cowboy exclaimed. "Well, don't that beat all." Thanks for listening. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, it's Dionysus Close with a story about New Jersey called New Christmas. The tragedy of the Jersey Shore snowman whom Wenceslaus murdered and whose dismembered orange body we found scattered under our Christmas tree threatened to ruin the holiday for us until we discovered that all the cast of Jersey Shore were New Yorkers, mere signifiers of a construct, and thus themselves mere signifiers of signification itself, a great circle, like the circle of life, memories of Christmases past, or the water cycle. And as we joined in this feast of signs, we somehow found it in our hearts, during the season of love, to forgive this signification of hate, knowing the New Jersey snowman did exist after all.
Hamish, hello. Hello, Dougal. You'll have had your tea, then. But, Jings, what's that beastie out there in the field? Farmer McTavish got rid of his old Aberdonian cow, and this is what he's got in to replace it. But I cannae make out what breed it is. Well, it's definitely not a modern Friesian. And it cannae be a recent Charolais. Could it be a Nouvelle Afghan dwarf? You know, I'm thinking it maybe comes from one of the Channel Islands. and is certainly an up-to-date breed. So, we're coming to a consensus here. It must be Yah. And I'm shamelessly ripping off the characters of Hamish and Dool and the general idea of a charade carried out in words from the very long-running BBC radio comedy panel programme I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, that everyone should listen to.
Michael rowed his boat ashore, but nobody said hallelujah. Instead, someone shouted, "Fuck you, buddy," and another threw an empty beer can at his head. Michael had rowed his boat ashore, New Jersey, and tied it down to the boardwalk of Atlantic City. "You think you could just dock your boat here?" said one of the natives. "What's the matter with you?" Michael argued with them for a while, but gave up and rowed his boat away from the shore. "What rude people," he said. Then he rowed to Connecticut and was shot by a yacht club security guard.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories about the topic of New Jersey. I hope you enjoyed them. I certainly did. How did you like the new format of no blah 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 in between, just stories? What do you think? Now that you're doing that, are you going to adjust your way of doing it? Will you put in an intro and an outro on your stuff so that, you know, it all chains together? What do you think? Let me know in the comments. If there aren't any comments, who knows? Maybe for the new year, that's what we'll do. That's it for this week. I'll see y'all next week. The topic will be underground. Until then, thank you for listening and being a part of the weekly challenge. And, as always, keep it brief.